Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The right fielder, Dell Alston. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rich Childs. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston bunts towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace takes first base on ball four. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Wallace moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is walked intentionally. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball four. Duncan moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards first. Revering reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0-for-0 in the game. Alston is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Guerrero reaches second base with a double. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guerrero moves to third. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Guerrero scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0-for-1 in the game. Alston hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 0-for-2 in the game. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Langford, and towards Edwards, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Page strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Revering reaches second base with a double. There goes Guerrero trying to get to home. Powell throws the ball into Wilfong, who relays the ball to Weiniger, who tags Guerrero, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Carew reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Woodard pinch runs for Taylor Duncan. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodard moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodard moves to third. Essien moves to second. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0-for-2 in the game. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to home to get Woodard. Essien moves to third. Edwards moves to second. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essien tags and scores. Edwards tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing right field. Del Alston now playing left field. Rob Picciolo now playing third base. Glenn Burke now playing center field. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Sutton now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Willie Horton. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton fires to first and picks off Delone. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Revering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-3 in the game. Shiles strikes out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Shiles moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0 for 3 in the game. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Essien moves to second. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Rick Langford now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.